on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. A little chilly in here today.
I know, I'm freezing. You would think it's an AC place.
You would think that we'd get good air. And that's exactly what we're getting from Cool Breeze AC. It's hard to believe just a week ago we were in Vegas.
I know, what a trip.
It truly was. And one reason why you are co-hosting today is a lot of people think I underplay stuff. You know, ho-hum, it's another UFC. Oh, well, another UFC fight card. Oh, well, a PFL. We got treated pretty good there as well.
Yeah.
Like a Scorpion concert. So I kind of want everybody to see it through your eyes, you know, as you've now been around. How long has it been? 2 years?
Well, 2 years maybe working for you.
Right.
I'd say 4 years.
Coming. Around. Okay. I am going to say, my full disclaimer is this. I don't remember yesterday. Right? We always talk about it. If you offered me any amount of money to recite 299, who fought on 299, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, me neither. O'Malley. No.
I forgot it. Okay. You know, to me, it's got to be, you know, I only remember 5, 10, 12 fights.
Did you remember me today when I walked in?
No, I thought you were George. I'm like, oh,
my
George.
Steve.
See, I forgot. I thought you were George. I'm like, God, your hair got long, George. Dana White promised the greatest fight card in the history of the UFC, of MMA. I remember going into the media room after the event was over, and I think his name's Adam. Adam said, he was asking around, he goes, I think only six people that were there Saturday night had been at 200 and 100. And then I stuck up my finger and did the one because I covered UFC 1 as well. It was the greatest UFC fight card I've ever been to.
Absolutely. I just got a chill again. When you mentioned it before, almost a tear came to my eye. I mean, it was great.
It was UFC 300 is going to be hard to beat. Dana claims that he'll beat it Stratosphere or Rocketphere, or is that what it's called? Not Stratosphere.
It's just called the
Sphere. You know, the Sphere for Mexican Independence Day when we're all Mexican, or is that just Cinco de Mayo?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay. He claims it's going to be better. I don't know how. It is literally impossible to beat what we witnessed Saturday night. Not only was before the fight, if you looked at all the names and all the former champs and all the champs, but how all of these fights played out.
Correct.
Now, my son asked me, and we talked about the $300,000 bonus. Do you think the $300,000 bonus brought each and every one of these fights to a whole new level? Do you?
Yes.
I said yes at first. I don't think $300,000, or in Max Holloway's case, $600,000, changed the way he fought. He would have done, he would have pointed to the center, I think no matter what the money value was.
I've only looked a couple times at what, you know, what they usually make. But if on a regular card, the lower card people, you know, you could be making $28,000, $55,000. $300,000 would change your fight game. The big people.
Right. Well, and
they're all big.
And they're all big. You know, I don't think Pereira fought any different.
You have to watch out for your wins, losses, really. I mean, you know, for your career. That some people,
sure.
They were probably told, listen, forget about the 300. You fight your game, right?
But it's hard to. You know, when you're Cody Garbrandt, you know, still made good money. Opening fight on the card, which is mind-boggling. But he's got to change it. Of course he changed it. He went balls to the wall. And literally balls to the wall in the main event when Alex Gangster pushes him aside. And his reasoning for it, and I don't know if you know, I mean, I know you were there for the press conference, but, you know, with translations and all that kind of stuff.
Like Alex instead of Alex? That's his name.
Alix?
Alix.
Alix. Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Yes.
That's how it's pronounced in Brazil?
That's how it's pronounced at the media's.
Okay. Well, I was getting somebody out of the media room and taking care of other business, so I didn't get to see that. But it was totally gangster of him, and I want to start at the first fight and get to the end, but I'll finish with, what's his name?
Alix?
Alix. The reason that he pushed Herb Dean aside and didn't take time, A, he said it really didn't hurt when he got kicked in the basketballs. He said, but second, you know, they were trying to get the distances right, and he felt like he had the distance right. Why would he want to start it all over again? So gangster style, shoved him to the side, and then proceeded to knock him out.
He fought with a broken toe, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gaethje fought with a broken nose.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Oh, man. It was broke before he hit the mat.
I don't think I won't remember everyone who fought on this card.
I would like to hit the mat, too.
Yeah. But I will remember that UFC 300 was outstanding. You know, people said UFC 100 was outstanding. I don't really remember it. I was there. I know Marcus Jones fought.
I don't know 100.
That would have been Brock Lesnar.
Oh, okay.
I think that was, not think I know, Brock Lesnar, Frank Mir. Nice. So I remember that. I don't necessarily remember how bad Frank Mir took a beating.
So you don't think Max Holloway, he had that fight won. A lot of people said he had
the fight won,
and then he went to that banging right there at the end. You don't think that had anything to do with, okay, I'm going to win it, probably fight of the night, and now or whatever, you know? So,
you know, I don't believe a lot of people. Okay.
Okay.
No, let me put that out there. I deal with a lot of whatever. I'm supposed to have some work done. Dude never showed, and then he blamed me. I don't believe anybody. I believe Max Holloway would have done what he did with 10 seconds left for any reason. It doesn't matter which.
He just thought that was the right thing
to do. Yeah, well, he said it was the right thing to do.
And also talking about oh, nice.
Awesome. Get that out of the way. Can we please finish?
Also, I thought I had a co-host. I can't lift this.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be back.
A dummy brought a dummy in.
This is Mike Evans, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Saturday, April 27th, one historic night, one epic encounter. Platinum Mike Perry versus Thiago the Pitbull Alves. Also, the world heavyweight title on the line when champ Mick Terrell fights number one pound for pound in the world, Lorenzo the Juggernaut Hunt. Plus, two hard-hitting heavyweights on a collision course as Big Ben Rothwell fights Todd Duffy. And much more fast-paced bare-knuckle fighting championship action. Don't miss history unfold at Knuckle Mania 4. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
Full Breeze AC broadcast facility, bottom of the hour. Thad Jean fights this Friday, PFL. I believe it's Chicago. We'll be talking to him. So back about the BMF belt. I think Max Holloway does what he does, did what he did with 10 seconds left, no matter what.
Okay.
That's him. And what he said, and you were at the press conference, he said that he believes Justin Gaethje would have done the same thing to him, for him. You have 10 seconds. The only way you're going to win is a knockout. Let's do it. So I believe that.
It is a common thing, I guess, right?
Common for him. Now, my son came up with, and I'm going to suggest this to Dana White. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
So Dana said, first of all, he said that a BMF could be for any male, female, can be any weight class. A, my question about that is, if your BMF is Max Holloway.
He kind of mentioned that.
Right.
He said, is the female going to beat Max?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So I understand that they're going to continue it. But I believe the only way you win the BMF belt, I'm sorry, my son believes, and I'm going to give him credit for it, is by knockout or TKO.
Yeah.
If so it goes to a decision.
Then it's not a it's BMF.
A it's vacated.
Yeah.
Right, it's vacated. Now, I really think that
that's a good one.
That submission should be included.
But maybe they should get a woman's BMF one, right?
Well, and that's what somebody asked him at the press conference, and he said, well, it is no male, no female, but how are you going to continue it?
And it's going to only be males, pretty much.
Right now, unless somebody steps up to fight
Ronda
Max.
Ronda Rousey.
Well, Max would destroy Ronda Rousey.
Okay. Well, do you want to put now. A wager on that?
Yeah, right now? Sure.
Okay.
The other problem that I had was Dana made the comment, and I'm not disagreeing with Dana, even though I am. Holly Holm's not a legend. And he said that he would like to see the legend, future Hall of Famer, blah, 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 Holly Holm retire. Holly Holm doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And it wasn't the biggest upset, because if I picked it, how good of a pick could it be? Because I picked Holly Holm to beat Ronda, no problem.
I mean, looking back at it, it was real easy to
easy.
Pick. I mean, I didn't even know that Holly showed up.
I mean, well, Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm saying Holly showed up when she beat Ronda Rousey.
Oh, okay. I stopped listening.
Yeah, I figured. Just because he's sitting there doesn't mean you have to act like him.
This is radio. You're supposed to listen, right?
Right, exactly. So I thought it was the easiest. What the heck?
He's texting me.
He thinks he's Carrot Top.
Yeah, I know. I see that. He's the bronze Carrot Top or whatever. I don't know.
I'm going with the moron carrot the top. Unbelievable. So that's where we are.
You don't have a mic. I'm just trying to tell you that. Go ahead.
What fight from Saturday night sticks out to you of all the fights that happened?
Wow. So you're catching me here. There was about there was three to me that didn't stick out, and then all the rest did.
I'm looking at it because, again,
okay.
I can't remember. The Diego Lopez?
Yeah. Actually, I mean, the first fight was pretty good, too, but, man, I wish I could see the card.
Yeah.
There's one that really stuck out. It's got to be.
How about Bobby Green destroying Jim Miller?
No, it's the Jalen and.
Jalen Turner?
Yeah.
Against Renata, who was on our show?
Yeah.
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 He said that was going to happen.
Moicano,
okay.
Which is not his real name, and that's meaning Mohawk.
Very good. So you did listen.
Yeah, I listen a lot. Okay. I mean, I'm the best co-host you ever had. You just got to put me on the radio.
I don't know about ever. I don't know about ever.
Well, because I'm not famous.
But lately.
Throw in famous.
No, know, not
you,
at all. Not.
You got to throw in Mr. ERA.
Who's Mr. ERA?
Hume?
No.
First of all, the wrong Hume?
Yeah, Tim was the co-host, not Tom. But, you know, there's been very good co-hosts.
Okay.
But, yes, you are the best. Well, I haven't had a co-host for a long time.
But right now, as far as I know, your co-host is a legend because he's been here a long time.
Co-co-host.
Or co-co-host. Like Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it looks like right now.
It is. It's definitely true.
A dummy carrying a dummy. That was great.
But which dummy right. was carrying it?
Yeah.
Which dummy was being carried?
The smartest dummy was being carried.
That's the Aljamain Sterling fight against Cater.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all great. I almost said legendary, right?
Yes, please don't.
No. So I didn't almost say that.
I think we have to implement drug testing.
Okay.
So before every show moving forward, we need. You see? I think he's.
Yeah, I mean.
He needs a drug test.
Oh, I think so, too. It just could be his mental, I don't know.
He's in a bad mental
capacity.
Place. Capacity. Bad mental place. So, Draymond Green got kicked out of another basketball game.
Oh, okay.
I switched real quick.
Bobby Green fight.
I just said Bobby Green, and you ignored it when I said Bobby Green destroyed Jim Miller.
I had somebody texting me.
And people are giving Jim Miller credit for surviving.
Right.
You know, and
well, I mean, it's you're supposed to fight and be good at it.
Well, he's good at it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't mean it like that. I mean, well, let's say this particular fight. I mean, that's the whole thing is like who's going to win, right? Mostly, not who's going to lose. And yeah, I mean, he should get credit for hanging in there, but you shouldn't be in that position.
See, I don't give him credit. I don't give a fighter credit for taking an ass whooping for 15 minutes.
What should he do? Lay down?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. For people to applaud a professional fighter like Jim Miller, who we already know is tough. I know he got his butt kicked, but at least he survived. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't like that terminology. Yes, he got his butt kicked, and yes, he survived. But
so when somebody gets their nose broke, well, let's go with Gaethje, right? So he gets his nose broke. Does that just mean the cartilage? Is that what it's called? Or is it the bone up here?
Well, I guess it could be either. Could be anything.
We don't know.
Well, we'll speak to Gaethje here shortly about it. But Holloway said that he heard the corner yelling, "Don't blow it out! Don't blow it out!" Because that's happened before. And when they like get all the blood and stuff out, it blows their face up.
Mm.
So the fight would have been over instantly.
Right.
People are giving me a hard time. Shocking. Think about this comment for a minute.
Okay.
I think, and I've said it all along. Max Holloway fouled Justin Gaethje twice.
Yes.
How about let's take points away? So now if 2 points are taken away, it's not a shoe-in Max Holloway fight.
Right.
And like I said, and people responded, I would poke you in the eye nonstop if there's no penalty.
And yeah, it's got to be clean cut, dry, whatever the term is, because and you could get favoritism, even though the ref's not going to, you know, supposedly do that, but... Maybe if Izzy's up there when he was the champ, and then he's hitting somebody in the, you know, in the jewels, I mean, he gets away with it, right?
Fence grabs.
Yeah, fence grabs.
Every time should be a point.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up on time, really, showing up late should automatically be a point. Like, if you come to the octagon late and the fight has already started, shouldn't you lose a point?
Good one, Randy. Oh, man. I love that one.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I think until you start implementing losing points, why make weight? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like not making weight, what should be done? Should they just not fight?
No. You should be made to fight if you miss weight. You should lose a point.
I'll just start out losing them.
And 35% of your purse. What's 10%? What's 10%?
Or more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right now it's 10. Sometimes it's 20. It's not enough. You have to make it hurt.
And if it doesn't hurt, and I wished we were a type of show that would do research to figure out how many times a fat fighter wins or loses.
We did that. Yeah, we did that. And somebody's talking that doesn't have a mic.
Well, we made it up. We didn't actually.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah. You know, we just made it up. Or when I say we, someone.
And then they suggested that Alex was 30 pounds heavier than just the day before. Right. How do you put 30 pounds on? You can't drink that much water. It has to go inside your system other than in your mouth.
I truly believe, and I don't want to credit the clown, but I truly believe that, what's the guy's name that's normally here?
A dummy?
Oh, dummy. If Matt was here on time, he would have been able to explain that.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I think, you know, through his shams and scams and peanut oils and all that stuff that he does, you know, he could let us know that. But that's why when he goes up to heavyweight, and he will, that's his natural weight, right? I mean, if he dropped, which he did, that also means he walks around at 230, 235. He can bulk up just like John Jones. And if he goes up to heavyweight and wins the heavyweight title, does he not become the GOAT?
The GOAT, but not a legend.
I still don't know the difference in what order we're talking. I don't know legend, iconic, GOAT. I don't know, but I think going up in, let's say he does that in the next year, so within 3 years he wins three division titles.
There's so much of that three-division stuff going on, like Lorenzo Hunt.
Who will be on the show later today.
Absolutely.
Scheduled. Let's just say it that way.
And they're talking about Holloway at the press conference. They're talking about something about, you know, this will be history, three times of something. Everything's three now.
That's
somebody didn't turn the phone off.
I can't think of his. Oh, Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper is three.
Okay.
Everything he does, you know, is three. So, you know, one thing that we didn't do is we didn't talk about the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we just did it real quick and it's over.
It's all done?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It ended over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So we were on top of the Masters.
You don't have time for that?
Well, not well, if we get bored or he tries to grab the mic, we'll talk Masters.
You know, because Timex takes a lick.
Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah, you know, you went like this, and it barely caught any air to show me.
Where's the camera? How do I?
I mean, there's a camera there.
Okay, no, I got it. So here's the UFC Timex. And, you know, me being me, I didn't bring it out. I didn't put it on. I didn't try to wear it because I didn't see anybody else get one. And I'm sure they did. But here we go.
Keep it over closer to you. I only got it over there. There you go.
How about that?
It's upside down. You put it in upside down. It's upside down. Now the lettering's upside down.
Yeah, all right. Now, there's a few reasons why I didn't wear it.
When you display it at home, make sure, you know, you have everything upright.
This way I can wear it the next time we're on the plane so I can figure out what time it is while we're in the air.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty sweet. I did try to wear it. I was going to wear it. I didn't know how to set the time.
Okay.
It was too advanced for me.
Okay, so the Masters that we didn't talk about. But
it's over. We'll talk about it before next one.
What a trip that was out to UFC.
It certainly was.
I mean, I can't get over it. We keep – it's like Dana. They're asking him, how does he top 300? How do we top this trip? And then we keep doing it, topping the next one and topping the next one. I know how to bring it down.
Our next one will be good.
I know how to bring it down. We can bring Mick Dummy. Remember, you forgot that name.
Yeah, no, we're not. Our next trip could be equal – the trip, not the fight card, even though it's just starting to get announced. We fly into Philadelphia for UFC Newark, eat cheesesteaks for 6.5 hours, drive to Newark to go to UFC, I think it's 302, drive back to Philly, eat more cheesesteaks, go to the Rocky statue, and fly home.
And then we do 303, yep. And then we do 306 in the Sphere.
Yep.
And then we do a whole bunch of them.
In between.
And then, it's when I say we, it's you and me. Not you and your co-host.
Yeah, right.
Who's Coco for Cuckoo.
He's Coco for Cuckoo Boss. Well, all right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, a little PFL talk, as we're going to speak to Thad Jean. Fights out of Coconut Creek, Fort Lauderdale, that area. What?
I'm wearing a new hat.
There you have it. Cover that hair up. All right, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Caleb Beninock, when we return.
Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don King, and I'm listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Join me. Don't touch that dial. We got something in store for you.
We are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Not one, but two dummies have now joined us.
I picked one up.
Or no, that dummy picked the dummy up.
It was great. Like, I got the riff of the coming out of the break with the music. Like, that's what it feels like to be a rock and roll guy with the wild hair and, like, no cares in the world. Just free. Freedom. That's why rock and roll is so great, because you get to just express who you really are.
Is rock and roll great or unemployment great?
Which one?
Yeah. Oh, which one you got?
Oh, I'm busy all the time.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like Superman. I'm like on the highway saving lives. I mean, it was a wild trek over here.
Brutal.
But I made it.
BKFC, Lorenzo Hunt, who I mentioned about
Pereira. I forget how Steve said the pronunciation is now. Alex. Alex. If he goes on to heavyweight, wins the heavyweight title, is he in the discussion or is he the GOAT? Lorenzo Hunt relinquished his two belts.
Yeah.
And I guess that's next week. I'm going to let you give your, you know, and I caught you in something, just so you know.
Okay.
Now, whether you want me to say it
catch me
publicly yeah, or publicly. Privately.
Let's go.
Okay. We'll get to last week's BKFC.
Okay.
So, okay, go ahead. Lorenzo Hunt, if he goes up, wins the heavyweight title, it's the same thing as Alex.
Okay.
Two divisions went up. Now he's the three division guy.
Okay.
He has to be, Lorenzo has to be, as does Alex. You go up and win three divisions. And in his case, in such a short period of time. So we're going to talk about last week's BKFC. Okay. We're going to talk about last Saturday's UFC. But we went to PFL on okay. Friday.
Right.
And we're going to continue having PFL fighters on. Okay. So I'm excited. Thanks to Lauren. So let's go week number two of returning with our PFL talks and talk to Thad Gene. Thad, how are you?
How are you guys?
We appreciate
Thank
your
you
time. No, we appreciate it. Now you're based out of South Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm out of Fort Lauderdale, Broward County.
Okay, we're broadcasting from Tampa Bay, Hillsborough, Pinellas County as well.
Nice.
In the PFL, I've talked about this, whether we've covered it in great depths or not. I love the tournament. I think this is the best in mixed martial arts, where it's a tournament. You know, you can win the first one, lose the second one, still make the playoffs, and still go on to win the $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. And it honestly gives the fighters more of a chance to fight more consistently, which is very good for a fighter looking to make this their lifeline because, you know, you go into other promotions and maybe you'll get three fights out of the year, where towards this, it depends on your caliber as a fighter, you're guaranteed four or three fights a year.
And like you just mentioned, the beauty of it is you know when your next fight is. You know,
exactly.
Win, lose, or draw, you know, and you can plan on it. Yeah, you guys are training and all that stuff all the time anyway. But it's got to be a relief to know for sure this is the next day.
Exactly. And you're not, I mean, even if you are a last minute, it's not really a last minute fighter. You're more of a, you've been on the weight, knowing when you're going to fight and if someone drops out, then you're the next guy up. But you already knew that if that was a possibility and you already cut weight for that day. So, again, it's great because as a fighter, you're already prepared mentally, physically for that possibility to have to fight on this certain date.
Now, you have a fight coming up, correct?
Yeah. Yep, I do. It's going to be this Friday, April 19th, the welterweight and featherweight division in Chicago at Wintrust Arena.
See, I took the message that I got from my producer, and he said that he is in the gym getting a good spot. I took it, wait a second, he fights in 2 days. How is he still in Florida in the gym? I'm assuming it means you're in the gym in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm in the gym in Chicago. I actually just hopped out of the hot tub. Honestly, putting on my clothes right now. Right now, I'm speaking to you through my headphones. I'm glad that you guys can you guys hear me well?
Yeah. No, not only can we hear you well, what's even better is we can't see you.
Well, there we go. So, I mean, hey, listen, it's a show. I don't mind giving a show, so it's all right with me.
So you bring up a good point, though. I mean, Chicago is such a massive city. I mean, such an amazing area of the country, but you don't really think of it as a fight culture, you know, similar to like Albuquerque or South Florida. What is the fight scene in Chicago? Is there a lot of gyms? Is there a lot of interest in the sport? Because you don't really think of that in that way.
I honestly didn't. I haven't seen any fight gyms. I'm really at LA Fitness and their sauna and their hot tub and pool. That's what I do to cut weight. It makes it easier for me to go from the sauna to the pool because the pool is pretty cool. And then the hot tub to the pool again just to cool down. But I haven't really seen any fight scenes, any MMA jeans, anything like that. But the city itself is beautiful. So it's a nice change of pace.
I always ask the fighter, especially fight week, you know, your job is what's coming up on Friday, what's coming up this weekend. How do you walk that fine line of centered on Friday night and going and enjoying a little bit of the opportunity of this travel, of the trip? You're in Chicago. Yes, it's work, but I want to go see this or I want to go do that. Obviously not eat anything, but enjoy a city. How do you do that? How do you walk that line?
You know what? I was just telling my friend, honestly, I take it as any other day. Like, I've been training every day. It's another Friday. Instead of sparring one of my teammates, I'm sparring another guy. And instead of having to stop when he gets hit, I could just keep going. So I look at this fight as any other week, day of the week. All I have to do is cut weight, and that comes with the game. And I get it. It's a tough part, but I'm still enjoying the city. I've been out a lot. I've been to Lake Michigan. I've been to the river. I've been to the Trump Tower. I've been everywhere, and I'm cutting this weight, and I feel fantastic. So, I mean, if you make this like any other day, then the anxiety of it being a fight goes away, and you can perform at your best ability, is what my opinion is.
So going back to the first segment, Randy and Steve were talking about Max Holloway, Gaethje, the UFC. Does that moment happen? Like, you know, both those guys took such great risk. Is it because they've already got so much money and success that they put themselves out there in that vulnerable spot? Or if you're fighting for $1 million, like in the PFL, like you are, do you take that risk at 10 seconds, even though the fans may expect it, want it, but maybe your career is not as developed as those are. They could take that risk. Is it something you're mindful of, and are you the same kind of 10-second, let's toe the line?
You know, I need to get a good thing, because at the end of the day, it's an entertainment job, and win or lose, once you fancy that you're willing to bet your life or whatever it is on the line to give a good show, they're going to want to see you back. So win or lose, you're in the different path.
I think Thad's walking around the sauna.
Yeah.
we lost you there, Thad. You there?
Can you guys hear
it? Talk to us.
Okay, I'm kind of running out of the gym now.
There you go. We're back.
Okay. Sorry.
No problem. You got things and places to go.
So I guess the question is, do you think that the prize money and the amount of money at stake changes the warrior spirit of, hey, we put it all out here for 25 minutes and 50 seconds. Let's put the last 10 seconds and just whoever goes to sleep. Let's give the fans what they want. Do you think that the money changes the gameplay and that decision from both sides?
Like, okay, so I was saying, it's a great thing as a fighter to be able to do that, because at the end of the day, it's an entertainment thing. And it was fancy that you can put on an entertainment thing like that. Win or lose, they want to see you back. So I feel like at any level you're at, if you can give a good entertaining show like that, you're winning.
Speaking of good entertaining show, give me your thoughts not only on your opponent on Friday, but what the fans can expect on Friday.
Honestly, I don't see this going past the second round. I don't see the first round itself, but my opponent is good. I don't want to take away from him, but he's really more of a linear in-and-out type of opponent. And, I mean, it's worked against his past opponents, but someone like me who's going to be able to capitalize on that, it won't work too well for him. So, you know, I'm going to be working on his 1-2s. His 2s are good. His 2s have been knocking people out. So I'm going to be very wary of his 1-2. And being able to counter off that cross and his jab, because he does drop his hands a lot when he throws those punches. He throws it with all his might. When you throw it with all your might, you're not really looking to, you know, counter to counter. So right. I'm going to make sure I counter his jab crosses.
Obviously, your love is the combat sports, mixed martial arts. Fan of any other sports? Fan of any other athletes?
When it comes to sports, I like to watch football. I'm a Cowboys fan myself, but I don't really like to watch it that much, because Cowboys do too much to me as a fan. You know, that's me personally. But, I mean, outside of that, I would say my favorite, let me see, McGregor is honestly my favorite person. Just the way he lives his lifestyle, he has fun. He has a good time. He has his family. He looks out. I mean, apart from all the drinking, the partying and all that stuff, he just looks like he's having a great time, like being a fighter. You see a bunch of fighters who struggle, but he's one of the fighters that made fighting look like this is where you want to be. So when it comes to inspirations and people I look up to, it's definitely Conor McGregor when it comes to the MMA game.
Interesting. Yeah, are you a fan of, I don't know, fishing, shooting guns, hanging out with alligators, any of that kind of stuff?
I would say fishing and shooting, yes. Alligators, hell no. Hell no. Alligators are nightmare creatures, honestly. When I think of the amount of alligators we have and snakes, it's honestly crazy. I was telling one of my friends who has a John boat who wanted to go to the Everglades and fish. I was like, are you crazy? This thing is not going to protect us from anything. These alligators are huge, and they're just chilling.
I'm gonna offer you a trip of the lifetime, or at least the trip of this week's lifetime after your fight.
Not as alligator.
So
involved.
We're based in the Tampa Bay area. So not only do I want to invite you to town, to Tampa Bay, Tampa St. Pete, to go fishing, to go shoot some awesome guns with my new sponsor, Tampa Firearm Solutions. They'll take you to the range. They have some guns that nobody has ever even seen before. But I also want to take you to Gatorland, which is outside of Kissimmee up in Orlando, where you will take a picture, because we just did it. So I'm going to play Vince McMahon. I'm not going to ask you to do something that myself or the family hasn't done, and that's what the McMahons do.
And we love McMahon.
You will take a picture in front of, I would say, 30 alligators that are probably 2 feet from you.
You know alligators are pretty fast, right?
Well, no, but here's the one thing, Thad. You don't have to be the fastest there. You just have to be faster than the slowest person there.
So as long as I'm next to somebody to trip, then I'm good.
There you go. I'm going to text you a picture of what we just did, and I will get you out there to do the same thing at Gatorland. We'll hook you up at Tampa Firearm Solutions. We'll take care of a lot of cool things, but first and foremost, the job at hand, your reward, everything that you've worked for in training camp is coming on Friday night.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I hope you guys can tune in. I'm the first fight of the night, again, ESPN Plus. ESPN, and it's going to be a good time. Like I said, it's going to be a good fight. It's not going to go past the second round, in my humble opinion, most humble opinion. But like I said, you're gonna love it. You're gonna see what I have to offer and why I will honestly be the best welterweight when I get into that tournament soon enough.
Not only will I promise you that I'll watch, I want to thank you for being the first fight of the night, because I typically doze off like four fights into it. So because it's on the East Coast, I will definitely watch.
Awesome, I appreciate that.
And that's a great insight. That John boat is an illusion of safety. It's just like yesterday, my Jeep doors are off, and I locked my car alarm, but it was stupid. Like I had no door. So you're right. That little John boat is not saving nobody from those
that
monsters.
That is not saving nobody. The Jeep with no doors and everything is wild. That's
good
crazy
stuff. Thad, thank you for your time. I know we have
thank
your
you
address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some cool swag from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate you guys for having me on and sitting over the care package. I can't wait to wear it.
Yeah, you will get it shortly. Have fun. Enjoy the process this week, and have fun on Christmas morning on Friday.
Awesome. There we go. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. That is Thad Jean, PFL. First fight of the night, and like I said, I love it because I will see that. I doze off not many fights after. I wake up and I'm like, well, when Israel fought, when he fought Sean Strickland, swear this is what happened. I dozed off. I woke up and I'm like, holy crap, is the fight over? It's when Strickland knocked him down, and now it didn't end until right after it. But thank you, PFL. Thank you, Thad Jean. I will be watching your fight. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Song, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and 8 Man Strong. We'll be right back.
It's Chuck the Ice and Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Here for a couple weeks. We don't hit the road, UFC 30-something in Newark. We're going to that. When I say we, I mean Steve and I. Then we're going to the big one, International Fight Week. We're going to the Sphere. What are you doing?
Just looking up UFC 300 results. Yeah, you know, speaking of the Thad about him being the early entry fight, you know, first fight of the card, first fight of the night. How was the crowd fare? UFC 300, all the hype, all the history. Was the first fight Davidson Figueroa, Cody Garbrandt? Was it packed? Was the arena there?
No.
The fans didn't show up for 300.
It was a typical.
No.
I even made a comment, and what they said up in the media area was, you know, it's a late arriving crowd.
Wow.
So yeah, it wasn't. I believe that it started to fill in quicker than normal.
Okay.
But no, you would have thought everybody would have been there. The very first fight.
So what if they move the fight card to start at 10 p.m. instead of 6? Or, like, what if you push it later? I mean, it wouldn't be good for people watching.
Anywhere.
Well, not anywhere. I mean, certain places benefit. I mean,
where? Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah, well, Max was from Holloway, or from Hawaii.
He's from Holloway, too.
Well, why does Hawaii treat themselves like their own island?
I know. I always said that. I don't get it.
They're Americans. Like, that's part of the 50 states.
I've always said that. They come in with a state flag. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody come in with a Florida flag, which we should.
Yeah.
We should leave everybody else.
But we don't treat Florida like it's its own.
Well, Key West is. Key West is treated like it's something different.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, Puerto Rico
is something different.
It is something different, but it's treated like America. I mean, it's really the 51st state, right?
Well, sort of, but it's not. And so it's not a state.
Right.
So I understand if a Puerto Rican fighter is fighting, they're from Puerto Rico. That's a country.
Right.
It's not a state.
Right.
So I get it. But no, I've always said that when a Hawaiian comes out.
Yeah.
And then they get all defensive. Well, that's my homeland. If you remember, because I talked about it, there was a baseball player who said in an interview, and I think it was at the College World Series, he got interviewed by somebody from the Four Letter Network, and he said if he was from the United States, he would be able to succeed in baseball a whole lot better. But he's from Hawaii. I remember it like it was a year ago.
The same opportunity, same freedom, same.
Obviously not.
I assume it's the same food products. I mean, like when you go there, it's the same.
Well, hold on a second. They eat Spam there. It's a delicacy.
That's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Because when I go to Brazil, I can't get certain things in Brazil. I can't get Mountain Dew.
Diet Coke.
Right? I mean, there's certain things. So Hawaii, I would assume, because it's part of the U.S., does it have all the same? That's what I got to ask in the next Hawaiian interview. Maybe we can call Max. Like, let's find out. Because I know there's differences. If you live on Hawaii's island, you get like a local card and you pay cheaper milk, cheaper prices at the store. They charge more for tourism, but they actually have a special club that you belong to when you're a resident.
All right, so let me ask you this. I was watching Shark Tank.
Okay.
And it was two jabronis that were starting some kind of food something.
Okay.
And they were talking about the desert and that there's a lot of locations that they don't have healthy options.
Okay.
Okay. So, and they were talking about LA. So they said Beverly Hills and this and this. We're going to charge $8.99 for our sandwich. In these other locations, we're going to charge $4.99. So wouldn't people from the $8.99 and $9.99 locations drive to the other to get it for $4.99?
Logic would say that, but people are convenience. Convenience is a big motivator. Laziness, distance, travel time. You know, people value their time. You know, that's not efficient, so it's out of the way. It's risky because you end up in car trouble. Now you're stranded far from where your center is.
Well, I thought you were going somewhere else, and then we were going to have some issues.
Why?
Well, no.
But they do at gas stations. I mean, if you go to downtown Tampa and buy gas somewhere like there versus...
Well, they do it by the airports and stuff, too.
30-cent change from just this past weekend.
But I don't know many people that drive to the airport to get gas.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean,
no, I'm saying, and you always want to fill up before you get to the airport.
Yeah.
And it to me, it's crazy that there's certain things you can't price gouge, but certain things you can.
Sure.
So you can't price gouge during... A tragedy.
Natural emergency.
Right. But you can price gouge during the Super Bowl.
Sure. Yeah.
How about...
Take advantage of opportunity.
Well, then why can't you take advantage of the other opportunity?
I mean, that's...
And you shouldn't.
Free enterprise, you can charge whatever you want. I mean, that's capitalism.
But you can't.
But, there's restrictions. If it's not benefiting, like, the people as a whole, I assume.
Or the government.
Anyway,
I know that I've told.
Made by Randall Harris.
I've told. Well, that's great because that's not me. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Send hate mail too.
I remember going into a hotel. Super Bowl was in San Diego. I think it was the first one I went to there. And on the back of the door, it said maximum allowed to charge. I'm going to make it up because I don't remember.
Right.
$145, and I was paying $325 a night.
I mean, Disney. I mean, a bottle of water at Disney is like $8. I mean, they got you in a concrete jungle. There's no relief. It's hot. It's brutal. Tourists know, that.
But,
we locals know, that we need a card. Like, hey, I've been through Disney. I survived. Because that is not a happy place in the middle of summer.
Anybody that goes to Disney and spends $8 on water deserves it. Because you can bring water in. You can bring a cooler in.
Yeah, but
I always bring
a
cooler.
Principle at play. You have people who don't feel it's right because they're a business. They're there to commercialize and monetize.
They don't feel it's right.
I mean, if you bring your own water into an event, you're not supporting the event. Like if you're
paying $293,000 to go. I'm supporting
it
enough.
Still the point. Like they have vendors that are approved to buy in the concessions.
Yep.
So that's it.
Like, I can understand your stupidity if you're not allowed to bring it in and you smuggle it in. Okay, then I understand some of the righteous people, saying, all right, I'm not going to do it. But you're allowed to bring a cooler in. And it finally hit me that we're pushing a baby stroller and buy what? Stick a freaking cooler underneath the baby cooler and...
Now, I've seen it at the other place that's happiest on earth, which is a strip club in Indiana. It's in Kokomo. It's called the Hip Huggers. It's a BYOB strip club. So they didn't have to worry about a liquor license. They didn't have to worry about law and excise and worry about risk or insurance. So they bring their own. And so that's the only time I would support bringing your own beverages to an event center.
So you don't support where you're allowed to bring it in at Disney, where you can buy a six-pack of soda for, even this is expensive, $4.99. So say $5. Or you can buy one bottle of soda for $8.
I think you should support the company that is enterprise to be profitable, to turn up. They took a risk. They built the Disney World out of a vision, and it's to be monetized. The other one is a workaround of the law, so they don't have to actually comply and get a liquor license. So it's just a technicality. They're doing it to not profit from the alcohol and sales because they don't want to conform to the system.
Limbo going on over there.
Yeah, he's doing good. He almost knocked that camera
over. I didn't see any fire or anything, but he was going to do the
limbo. I had a dummy knock one of those over once.
Yeah, I saw you do it when you came in.
No, you call this a dummy. Like, you always say.
No, I'm calling you a dummy. No,
like, you always say, 3 hours a week, I talk to this dummy on Knockout Radio from 1 to 4 p.m. Tune in. So I brought a dummy. But look, a dummy to you and a dummy to other people is a training tool for jiu-jitsu. And I know you've been working for your daughter's wedding, and you're trying to find ways to inspire yourself. You don't want to go to the jiu-jitsu school because you're afraid of getting injured. White belts don't have the skill, the finesse to, like, you know what they're doing.
It's a three-stripe white belt to you.
But the injuries occur in the lower rank because they don't have experience on how to control, so they go full force. So injuries occur in the lower levels, and you're trying to inspire yourself to get back in shape and use the discipline and the things that you love. And you can take this dummy home and do your drills, practice. TJ Tony, shout out, made this shirt, training to beat Goku. I don't really know what Goku is. I mean, this is like anime. There's a whole world I don't know anything about, but this is like something cool.
Before we hit the top of the hour break, I want to get rid of a dummy, and I'm not sure which one of the two of you I want to kick out
of
here.
This dummy's a tool.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Alejandro N. Mayorkas?
History today at the U.S. Senate, where senators are getting sworn in as jurors for an impeachment trial against the Homeland Security Secretary. CBS's Scott McFarland has more now from Capitol Hill.
The arguments have remained the same. Democrats say this is a political ploy by Republicans seeking to ding the Biden administration. Republicans have alleged that Secretary Mayorkas has engaged in willful and systematic failure to adhere and follow and execute federal immigration law.
Mayorkas argues he's been doing his job. Earlier today, a Senate panel gave her disturbing testimony on Boeing. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Boeing engineer Sam Salapour testified that
they are putting out defective airplanes,
adding that Boeing is using brute force to close safety gaps on its 787 planes.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
He says he's faced threats of physical violence.
Senators are urging the Justice Department now to look into possible criminal charges. In the Middle East, the pressure's on Israel to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Jerusalem.
In the north, one bakery was brought to life for the first time in 6 months after receiving fuel and flour. For many, it is a lifeline. But it is not enough. Many waited more than 6 hours for just one loaf of bread.
But Israel may be preoccupied by Iran right now. Today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to respond to its attacks, brushing off calls for restraint from allies. Millions of people in the Midwest are now cleaning up following powerful storms, including tornadoes. Two Kansas farmers say their properties were destroyed in Greenwood County.
One of my wife's friends down by Piedmont texted her and said, take cover, there's one coming towards you.
Target's now the target of a class action lawsuit for reportedly collecting and storing customers' face and fingerprint scans. A woman in Illinois is leading the charge, claiming the retail giant didn't ask permission to keep that data. The letter S.